good son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Well, it's approximately 10 p.m. on, what fucking day is this? Wednesday, September, blah, 23rd, 22nd. There we go. I drift in and out of time, I'm sorry. I don't fucking care what day it is half the time. Back in the day, before this pandemic bullshit, people would come up to me and say, "Hey, tall gal, you have a good weekend." And I'd be like, "Well, it's fucking Friday, kick ass." Well, it really doesn't matter. Now, on to some personal information. I got great news today. Great news. Well, let's see. The transmission had to go into the shop because it needed a new bushing bearing, basically, inside there. And with that came bad news that the tail housing on the transmission was cracked. That sucks. So it basically turned a $300 or a $100 repair into about a $300-$400 repair. Figures. This fucking car is a money pit right now, but I tell ya, once she gets done, it's gonna be good. I got another piece of great news from my mechanic buddy today. So my engine block is being reboard. It was supposed to be done. Fucking head problems and stuff. And so comes out, the guy hasn't even fucking started on the reboard. Should have been done. I was counting it as a done deal. But anyways, what do you do? So my mechanic buddy said, "Well, I got a plan B." I reached out. I got another 65, 66 engine. Pontiac. It'll go in the goat. It'll work fine. It's a 389. Four-speed will work on it. And he goes, "If you want your car up and running, I know it's not the original engine, but we can finish that original engine once parts come available. It's going to cost you a little bit to get the engine, put it in, but you can have your car up and running. We can work on the engine. You can beat the piss out of this engine as much as you want. And then later on, we drop the new engine in." I'm like, "All right, let's do it." Told me the price. I'm like, "Yep, let's fucking do it." Well, engine's going to work. It's great. Engine's supposed to be delivered on Friday. Hopefully the tranny's done because they got the new case, new line on it. They're supposedly that's a done deal. And this weekend, gentlemen, the 1965 GTO 4-speed 389 is going to be fully functional, minus exhaust, which probably Monday it goes over to a city that's right next door on a flatbed. New exhaust system mufflers get put in, and then that fucking car, the drivetrain, is completely refreshed. That engine is in excellent condition from what the people that pulled it said, looked at it, did all the tests on it. Compression's great. So it's going to end up costing me another $1,200. In the big scheme of things, whoop-de-fucking-do. I got the cash. I'm not worried about it. I get my car back before the proverbial snow flies. I'll get to drive it around a little bit. Yes, I'll store it during the winter months. And when spring rolls around, get to drive it some more, enjoy it. During the winter, I'm going to get the two bucket seats re-upholstered because the back seat's in mint fucking condition. There's just a few rips in the passenger or the driver's side. And yes, I did find one in the passenger. When you push the bucket seat forward, there's a damn rip in there. So, what do you do? What do you do? I don't have anything to spend money on. Don't have children that give a shit about me. So, their mother and their that side of the fucking family that alienated from them, me from them, I should say. Fuck it. They can take care of them. I get to live the playboy life, have a good time, have toys, whatever, sleep with whoever I want, even though I'm with a decent woman right now, but I'm saying that I get to enjoy life. Now, if my kids did come around, I would help them out because I'm not a bastard. But you know what? They don't want anything to do with their old man, so I'm going to enjoy life. Anyways, all that shit aside, have a little conversation with you for a few minutes. I listened to some pretty interesting and excellent videos today on the vaccine. And I'm going to give my insight into a couple things. You know, the one thing that I noticed that nobody has asked the fucking question on. Do you know what Trump passed while he was president? Nobody's bringing this up. Nobody. He passed the Right to Try bill. And we sit here and it's like, vaccinate this, vaccinate that. Well, the Right to Try, I think it was all planned. Because you know how Trump, now mind you, again, everybody has their own agendas and stuff. I am not what you would call a huge Trumper. I ride on the caboose of the Trump train and I'm ready to jump off at any time. I am not a blind follower, but you know what? Where he was leading the country as far as the economics go and the freedom of people to make choices and stuff, yeah, I'm down with Trump. Okay? So basically back to the Right to Try. You got all this bullshit where they're passing the vaccine and nobody, mainstream, even alternative media, have not brought up the Right to Try, as in hydroxychloroquine, as in ivermectin, as in, the chlorine dioxide, I think it is, by which I'll tell you that I'm going to be whipping up some chlorine dioxide. I'm going to be drinking it. And your buddy Taugiao has ordered some so-called horse paste, some ivermectin. And you know the interesting thing about that? It's the same damn medicine. And in those tubes, those apple-flavored tubes, You can turn a little dial for the weight of the horse. 250 pounds, 75 pounds, whatever. Whatever the weight is. And then when you squeeze the trigger on that syringe, now mind you, there's no needle. It's to be put in the horse's mouth. But it dishes out the right amount of dose of ivermectin for the weight of the animal slash human. Well, I picked myself up some Because we live in a world of lies. And I got to tell you, if it's in the mainstream media, it's leading you in the wrong direction. That's my personal opinion. I don't have a fucking TV. I don't know if you guys know this or not. I do not have a TV. Maybe I've mentioned this before. I don't watch fucking TV. It's not a center place of my home. I don't have it on in the background. I don't even have one. Well, I do have a laptop computer, and I do watch some shows, but I'm very selective in what I watch. So I don't have that hypnotic machine in the background. Now, when I go over to my parents' house, they fucking always have the TV on. And I try to say, turn that fucking shit off. And if they won't, if we're talking and stuff, I'm like, mute it or shut it off while I'm over here. Because I don't want to have anything to do with it. Well, I can say to you that for the past just about 6 years of my life, ever since my divorce, TV gone, living life, trying to make good decisions. I've invited a few women into my life. Most of them have been misguided whores that just don't fucking get reality. Well, yeah, that's what you're going to get every time you try to get with a woman, tall gal. Listen, I've told you. Again, you guys sick of fucking hearing this yet? I am not a monk. I know life. I know the dangers in it. But once you know how to protect yourself and the proper place of a woman in your life, you'll never have these problems. Once you learn discernment and you're able to, listen, you only go balls deep with a woman. You don't go deep emotionally. You don't get tied in. I've made that mistake several times. Listen, these fucking whores have broke my ability to pair bond. So right now, all I do is I enjoy time with them. And then when I'm not with them, I am on purpose and I'm living my life for what I want to accomplish. Hence, very nice old muscle car that's in demand. Everything I try to do is an investment. Will I be a rich man when I'm dead? I don't know. I don't care. All I know is that I want to have enough set aside to kind of carry me through for a couple of years. I want to have the choice on working until I'm dead instead of having to work until I'm dead. Do you get the difference there, gentlemen? Do you really get it? Do you want to be able to enjoy what you do or struggle through day to day to have to do what you have to do to survive? Huge fucking difference there. So it's about priorities and setting yourself up for success. Because nobody else is going to fucking do it for you. Only you are going to set yourself up for success. Now, if you haven't been taught properly, you're gonna encounter a lot of failures on your way. The sooner you realize that 90% of success in this world is going against what the lemmings are telling you out there, the mainstream media and all this shit. You should be doing this, you should be doing this, you should be doing this. If you do the opposite, you are almost guaranteed personal success in your life. financially, because you're going to encounter a lot of brainwashed fucking whores out there, a lot of brainwashed people. And if you can be steadfast, and if you can realize and recognize that the path that you're on is right, listen, financially, your buddy Tao Gal, all I do is fucking stack cash every month. Stack cash. Well, you got that car that's costing you a lot of money. It ain't barely cost me a goddamn thing compared to what I've stashed. But then again, if you are a follower of Yahweh, Jesus, then you store not your treasures up on this, in this world, on this planet. So, life is all about decisions that you make. Your buddy Tao Gal, he set himself up for a while, man. I don't want to have to worry. I don't want to be in the muck and mire. Am I going to pay this bill? Am I going to be able to put food on my table? Blah, blah, blah. Fuck, I went out over to the watering hole, another meat raffle, threw in 10 bucks. I won a nice pack of chicken Kiev, probably worth 25, 30 bucks. I mean, there's so many of them in there. So, I got Widow coming over on tomorrow night. We're going to have some chicken Kiev, some vegetables, and then a little boom chicka. What? I like this woman. She is a, you know, I sit there and I look at things and I go, these fucking whores in the world. And this woman proves me wrong every time. Oh, sounds like you're going to get married and then there's going to be a baby carriage. And it sounds like you're trying to sell us on marriage. No. Not trying to sell you on a god dang thing. I'm enjoying my life. And again, never getting married, never cohabitating. And is it possible that your buddy Tao Gal is going to be faced one day with a ultimatum of, you need to tie the knot with me and you need to make it official and blah, blah. Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, my dear. I care about you. Pair bonding is broken for your buddy Tao Gal. Would it be a horrible? She was the one. She was your soulmate. She was the one that was going to be there and wipe your ass when you're old and infirm. Whoop-de-doo. I just put a fucking gun in my mouth and I pulled the trigger at that point in time. When I get to the, listen, my folks are elderly, and I look at the struggles. I have to help my dad take a shower. I shave my dad. I give him a haircut. I give my mom a haircut, too. And I look at it, and I'm like, ooh, your buddy Tao Gal's maybe got another 20, 25 tops of decent life left in him before he starts hitting around that age. Could be 30 years. But if I get to the point where I can't do certain things, I have balance issues, I'm afraid of falling, I'm always going to have a gun strapped to my side, by the way. Just to let you know, if I'm an elderly fucker and I'm walking around my house and I fall and I break a hip, I ain't calling 911. I'm just chambering. Well, it's always chambered. I'm just clicking the hammer back and saying a little prayer. And if I can't crawl to write a note, you know, I'm sure there's going to be, hey, siblings, if you're still alive, I love you. I can't go on. I'm injured beyond repair. I know my time's at an end. Sorry you got to come in and find the stink of me shitting myself after I'm already dead. Good luck to you. I've already told you where the shinies are, all that shit. Enjoy life. Goodbye. I've had my time here. I've enjoyed it. I've had heartaches and sorrows. I've loved. Whatever the fuck it is. It's done. So, what else is going on? Well, we know from all the information that's coming out that, and I'm going to kind of circle back to this, right? So you got this fucking government that's pushing the military to take the vax and stuff. At that point in time, military should take out these fuckers. We should KTA. It's time to get rid of this fucking tyranny that we're under. Tyranny. And it's KTA. Kill them all. Kill them all. Treason, hang them, shoot them, cut, stab them in the neck, whatever it takes. Get rid of these motherfuckers. Are we going to be better off with that done? There's going to be some fucking hard times because who's going to go in and take this shit over? Who's going to set up the framework for a new way to live? It's going to be hard. This is why I've told you. And I'm no prophet here. I just have common fucking sense. Set yourself up. Take care of the ones that you love. The ones that are worth it. It's going to be coming down to tough love. If you're like your buddy Tao Gao, who basically, I'm beyond 40, but below 70. So I'll give you that kind of range of where I'm in. I ain't going to live forever. But I'm also not a nihilist where it's like burn it down. And I'm not a guy that will fuck anything that moves. I have morals. I do. You know, what can I say here? It's like Oscar Wilde. I think one of his quotes, I'm pretty sure it's Oscar Wilde. The only thing I can't resist is temptation. Right? We all have temptations. It's whether or not you can lead a disciplined life. It's not whether or not you can get away with it or not. Listen, I got this young woman at one of the places that I go, and she likes your buddy Tao Gao. And she's my type. She is blonde. She is cute. She is also a little less than half my age. Would I enjoy fucking her? Oh, hell yeah. And would I take my time and enjoy it? Oh, yes, I would. Is it necessarily the right thing to do? No, not at all. Where will it end? Same way it ends all the time, right? Same way it ends all the time. I know your buddy Tao Gao is out here ranting on shit. I look at it, I'm going to swing around again for a second. Yeah, I was up at the watering hole, I had a few drinks. Forgive me if I'm a little scatterbrained, but so you got the government trying to neuter the military, the bureaucrats, the ones that have sold out, the ones that have bought into this new world order. That the useless eaters must die. People better wake up. People better wake up. These people need to be hung for treason. Tried and hung for treason. And then we need to have hunting parties to go hunt down and kill all these motherfuckers. Again, it's like the last video I posted at the end. You just couldn't leave the people that wanted to be left alone alone. All we wanted was a common framework to build within, to keep a good, stable future going. But no, greed and avarice had to kick in. You fucking people. You couldn't just live a decent life. You had to steal, take, call people suckers, not be honorable. What are these people trying to do to us right now? They're trying to sterilize and kill us. What's the difference? You hear that moral story about, well, if you bend down to them, you're no different than they are. But you are. You are different than them. Because you still, even after the fact of cleaning the house, so to speak, you still understand that basic principle of the need for balance. I don't see that, you know, that argument of you're no better than them if you go down to that level and you kill them and because they're murderers too. Bullshit. 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 Because you have the innate knowing of the difference between right and wrong and the seeking of balance. Those people want to unbalance everything. And the reason why they unbalance everything is because they want to take advantage of everything in the unbalanced part. I tell you, if I ever run into a few people, I'm not even going to say it. If I ever run into a few people, they say vengeance for God. Well, I would say to you that I look at it and I go, you can be an instrument of God and you can reap that vengeance. That's my opinion. I may have a walkthrough in hell for that one. But I tell you, when you start getting forged in the fire of life, you start to see things clearly. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying use your brain. Use common sense. It's going to come down to individual actions in your own life to manifest the destiny that you were meant to live. I'm not saying go out and blank people or whatever. Your decision on how you live life. Yeah, you like that? You know, some of you guys are like, the fucking clock is back on. It's ticking away again. I hear it in the background. It just pisses me off. Well, you know what? I like it. I bought that as a gift for my parents. What are we in? 9:20:30. Shit. That's almost, what am I in? It's almost 35, 36 years old, that clock. And you know what? It keeps perfect fucking time. Yeah, you gotta wind it every couple of days. Boo-hoo-hoo. But you know what? It's great. That clock is standing the test of time. Well, I can sit here and I can rant. Oh, I'll tell you something else. So I was up at the watering hole, right? And any of you guys that have been listening for a while, that one fucking whore up there that was kind of hanging around the older guys I was talking to for a little bit, and I told her, hey, lose my number, right? So she's up there with some dumb fat fuck, right? Looks like he's got scared in the headlight eyes all the time. And she's just riding the fucking cock carousel. This guy is fat, ugly, and just somebody that can be ruled over, right? Because he's a blue simp guy. Happens to sit down at the table next to me and my buds. We're sitting there talking, and I said it loud enough. I'm like, oh, I didn't know it was bring your kid to fucking blank day. And all of a sudden, the head whips around and looks at me with this evil stare. Hilarious. Fucking hilarious. Ooh, I saw some nice-looking women tonight. Your buddy Tao Gal's like, boom, chicka, what? But, you know, there is a difference between looking, admiring, and then acting on. So, anyways, you're just a fucking PUA in disguise, Tao Gal. You're just, you know, probably hear from some other people. It's so funny. When people are talking and they're like bringing up all these men's MGTOW channels, and like, this guy's great. You never hear your buddy Tao Gyo, or very rarely hear your buddy Tao Gyo, because they're not going to tell you like it is. It's all anti this, anti that. It's not fucking living life. A lot of these guys, listen, I'm not ripping on them, but a lot of them are stuck in a certain mindset of fuck women, nothing to do with them, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm kind of like that too, except I'm a little more selective. I'm not telling you, don't get fucking involved. If you want to live a decent life, have money coming out your ass, and do whatever the fuck you want to do, don't get involved with them. Rent a hole. Rent a fucking whore, man. But you know what? You might be able to have a few decent relationships along the way. And if you're in control of your life, if you know what your true value is, and you never go deeper than balls deep, you're going to be all right in this world. And don't be afraid to fucking punch a bitch, man. I tell you, you want to be a fuck. Any of these fucking women, if I get involved with a cunt, there's going to be some fucking backhands, pimp slapping. Nobody will steal from me. First one was free. The fucking whore I got married to, she's so goddamn lucky. She is so lucky. None of these other fucking bitches out here will ever get me like that. And I didn't say my ex is off the hook. I'm just saying she got fucking lucky. Well, you're a big talker there, Tao Gal. What you gonna do? None of your fucking business what I'm gonna do. But I tell you, if the opportunity comes around where certain stars come into alignment, shit may happen. I will never kill anybody. Okay, hold on. Let me rephrase that. I will never murder anybody. Killing, that's a different story. I like to hunt. I know how to kill. I can kill. I have killed. But I will not murder. Huge difference there. But I tell you, if I get the chance to slap my ex across the face and go, you fucking whore, you better bet I will. Well, you're a big talker. Eh, you'll never know, will you? you get to a certain point where you come to realizations, and I've said this many a time, many a time. Well, you ain't living it. Well, I'm prepared to live it. There's the difference. You fuckers might not be prepared to live this. Money is only opportunity. It's all fiat currency right now. Set yourself up. Get out of the fiat. Get yourself assets. Gold, silver, lead, other assets. Invest in yourself. Make the changes in your life that are going to bring things to fruition until your end days. Okay? That's it. Work on yourself. Your buddy Talga, do you think I fucking chase after stinky pussy? No. Do you think I throw my money away? No. Sounds like you're throwing your money away at that GTO. It's an investment. Yes, you got to spend money to make money, just to let you know. Sometimes it might cost you a little bit more. It's a learning process. It's an education. I used to play poker with these guys. We called it Poker U. You got to pay for your fucking education. No matter what you do, you got to pay for your education. Oh, fuck. Well, I'm sure there were some other points I wanted to make. But you know what? This video, audio, whatever, is long enough. Yes, I'm feeling better. I have, believe it or not, slowed down a notch. Still feeling a few things with my body. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I feel a hell of a lot better than I did when I was coughing up blood. Had a great vacation, got away for a while, got that healing I needed. Now I'm back in the grind again, and your buddy's going to be taking more time off on a regular basis just to stay sane. Oh, goddamn, he just keeps going and going and going. One of the things I wanted to touch on, having a conversation with one of my veteran buddies. Piss me off. Piss me off. Fucking piss me off. Had a conversation with him before about the job. I'm never taking the job. I'm like, I ain't either. Talking tonight, and he's like, and talking about work and stuff. Now, he's retired, by the way. And I said, yeah, it's getting interesting out there. Yeah, I know, right? And I'm like, yep, never taking the jab. He goes, you'll take the jab. I'm like, no, I won't take the jab. He goes, listen, if I were you and my job counted on it and, you know, I've had seniority and blah, 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 I'd take the jab. I'm like, well, there's the difference between you and I. Because you're not prepared. Well, maybe I've already covered this. But you're not prepared to pay a price for living on this planet. You are not a Christian. You don't know suffering. And you don't necessarily have to suffer, by the way, gentlemen. Depends on how you set up. If you're a good steward, you're going to do all right. But being a Christian, you will suffer. Mark 13:13. You, paraphrasing here, you will be hated for my name's sake, but those that endure until the end will find salvation. Again, paraphrasing. So, when you finally, gentlemen, get to the point of realizing that, hey, this is finite. This does not go on forever. The party will end. You will die. Then you get to see clarity in your life. Make the changes you need to make. Get out of the holes that have been dug for you or that you've dug for yourself and move on with life. Because it is not the end. It is not the beginning. It's a continuation once you're gone here. So if it's all black, whoop-de-doo, what is it? You get to choose how you live your life and what you want to accomplish here. That is the free will portion that God gave us. The only price to pay, because we're all sinners. Now, I'm coming from this from a Christian point of view. So, if I offend some of you, whoop-de-doo. The worship of God. You know, whether it be Muhammad, Jesus, or whatever, Yahweh, Jesus, you are not to worship Jesus, Yahweh. You are not to worship Muhammad. God is the one that requires your worship, wants your worship, the one that gave you free will. So, anyways, that's where I'm at. You may have your own point of where you're at. Good for you. Anyways, I wish you the best. Remember, there is an art to going your own way. Again, your buddy Talia just has conversations. I'm not out there spouting off, you know, gotta be this with women. You gotta hate women. You gotta blah, 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 blah. MGTOW was so much more than that. Men going their own way. Discovery. Living your own life. You'll make some mistakes. You'll be treated like shit in some ways. You'll be respected in other ways. I don't know. Am I the only one out here talking like this? Seems like it. Because I've had other people come up to me in IM and messages. Like your shit because you say how it is. I don't have an agenda. I live life. I just share a little bit with you. To reiterate, and this is why I called my channel what it is. There is an art to going your own way. You'll figure it out. You'll fumble, you'll stumble, but you're going to have a lot of success in your life if you have common sense and you can learn